Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the midnight edition of the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the glorious morning that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight, this morning, that I have some of my co-hosts. I have about 50 people on the line who are still awake, and I just thank you all for your listening support, and I thank you all for joining and adding yourselves into this program, because God is doing some great things. He's getting ready to do some great things with the AlfredaLoveShow.com and the Ministry of Radio on the StellarGospelMusic.com website. And I want to thank each and every one of you on this morning. We're going to kick off our morning with expecting our breakthrough this week. Amen. I want to just speak to you very briefly, as the Lord has given this unto me. There are many things in life that we desire and that we require. Understand when I say we. But God says He has something way better than whatever we desire or require. So I want you to expect something this week. Don't go into the weeks expecting nothing, because you would not receive anything in return. God says when you plant a seed, you expect something to grow. And so God says plant the word in our hearts. He says, and expect something great from God this week. I'm telling you. How am I able to be so specific? Because God is a man that he should not lie. He does not lie. God is the truth. He's the way, and he's the light. And so I believe what God said, and I hope, and my prayer is that you believe the same thing. And so on this morning, we are going to look at Luke 9 and 23 and Romans 6, 1 through 14. But first of all, we're going to follow protocol that the Lord has given us, and we're going to read scripture and prayer. Then after our prayer, we're going to go into the revelation of God. And understand this, that God is in control of everything, the revelation. So we are going to listen to God and understand about the presence of God and what to expect. Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9 reads, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and we're still up. And Lord, we pray that you would start us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We thank you for the platforms, Lord. We thank you for the revelation and the Holy Spirit and what you want to do and the things you have already done in our lives. We ask that we continue to be exemplary for you, Lord, and will we continue to uplift and magnify your holy and righteous name. We ask with this particular ministry on this morning to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each and every person who's listening and those who will listen in the future, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the different connections. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the different platforms and the places that you are taking this particular particular ministry virtually and face-to-face. We ask in the name of Jesus, with your revelation, come down and help us to be better at your word and help us to become better at leading and guiding the flock. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for appointing us at this particular time as your leaders, as your peacekeepers, as your directors. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you continue to help us. Lord, we ask that you bless those who are in bereavement, but you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out and those who are going in. We thank you, Lord, for the praise reports. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you cover and protect each youth all over this land and country and bless their parents, their grandparents, their aunties, and their uncles. Lord Jesus, we understand and recognize, Lord Jesus, that you are God and besides you there is none other. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. We ask that this ministry be an uplifting ministry that will help lead us, Heavenly Father, that will help those who are facing storms, that will help those who are contemplating negative things. We just ask that you bless this ministry to be able to lift up bowed down heads and to heal and deliver and set free, Lord, through your word, not my word, but through your word. Now, Lord, as we get ready to dispensate the revelation of your spirit, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us and help us and keep us, Lord. And this is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Once again, I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of you for tuning in and staying awake to listen to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. We are preparing now to hear from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I always get excited about this part because the promises of God are true, and God has never let me down, no matter what. And I want to, before we get started, I want to say that when we look at life, right, we have many successes and we have some disappointments, as God is laying on my heart. And he says the disappointments are not really disappointments. He says these are things that was not in the will of God. He says anything that is not in the will of God, he says he does not want it in our lives. God orchestrates our lives to be centered around nothing but the best. And when we speak about nothing but the best for our lives. And God says that we are all that as one, we're not united, meaning that my blessing is not your blessing and your blessing is not my blessing. And so when you look at different aspects and when we think about different aspects and different doors that will open and different doors that will close or have closed, God says to count it all joy, he says, because he is very particular. He's a particular God about the places that he allows his appointed and called. He's very particular. And so we are very particular people anyways. And so we have to keep that in mind. But on this morning, I want to share with you the revelation of God. And with this revelation and with this gift, nothing is scripted. Nothing is scripted. This is all the revelation of God that he's given unto us. So get out a sheet of paper and things of that nature. But we're going to look at Luke 9 and 23. Luke 9 and 23 first. And I'm going to give you time to get your Bibles. Luke 9 and 23. Luke 9 and 23. And actually, as you're looking up Luke 9 and 23, let's back up and go to Luke 9, 18 through 23. And it reads, once, when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, who do the crowds say I am? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life. But what about you? He asked, who do you say I am? Peter answered, the Christ of God. Jesus strictly warned them not to tell this to anyone. And he said, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law. And he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Then he said to them all, if anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. There was a conversation going on between, this was Peter's confession of Christ, because Peter knew who Christ was. And Jesus was asking his disciples, you know, what are the people saying about me? Who are they saying I am? And the disciples began to utter out different names, such as John the Baptist, Elijah, and members of that crowd and of that group. And then Jesus told his disciples about what would happen unto him. He told his disciples that, you know, he would be crucified, he would suffer rejection. And he says, but on that third day, he will be raised to life. And then he follows that by saying, if anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. There are many things in this particular section of the scripture that God wants us to know, and I want you to write them down as God is revealing these things. Number one, disciples. It's very important that we understand disciples. That's number one. Number two, rejection. Number three, follow. And number four, daily. When we speak about disciples, we're speaking about students. We're speaking about individuals who follow, right? And so at this particular time, what is your position in Christ? Because we cannot get ahead of God, because he says, I'm the Alpha, and we cannot be, you know, too far behind God, because he says he's the Omega, which he's the end. And so there's no one who can come after God, right? So when we speak about discipleship, we're speaking about constant learners of the Word of God. We're speaking about listening to the Word of God. And before God calls us out to these different capacities, such as preachers and apostles and prophets and things of that nature, we are first disciples. Why? Because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is with us, and he is showing us the way. Now, when we talk about discipleship, he likens this unto a church, and he speaks about the deacons of the church. It says the deacons of the church listens and adheres to the pastor, because the pastor is listening to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so he says, as a disciple, the disciples are to maintain each of their flocks. God says that each person is a disciple in the church, but he has called out a few as the lead disciples. Now then, so what this means to us, we are all disciples, meaning that each and every day we are trying to perfect our walk in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. By what? Listening to the Word of God, by trying to do what is right or close to what is right, and how we treat others. God mentioned, he says, I will face rejection by the elders and many other people. And guess what? If you look in the Bible, God faced a lot of rejection, even in his own hometown. He faced a lot of rejection. A lot of people call those type people haters. But God says that these are just rejectors of the Word of God, of righteousness. He says when we reject God, we're rejecting righteousness. We're saying, Lord, I want to do it my way. I don't want you in this. I don't want you in my life. I don't want you in my career. I don't want you in my family. And we reject God as if he's a stepchild. And rejection does not always mean that we say, Lord, I reject you. Rejection is not perfecting our walk on a daily basis. Going or deviating from the Word of God is how we treat people. Right? When we talk about the word rejection, that's a very strong word, because God was despised and he was rejected. And I can testify and tell you that each person on this earth has been rejected at some point. Now, in the teenage years, we call it peer pressure. we call it wanting to fit in. Everybody wants to fit in, but God says sometimes you have to be separate. He says because he has called us out, and it does not mean that you isolate yourself from people. God says, be ye in the world, but not conform to the world. That means that you walk in the path of righteousness, even if you have to walk alone. And that's where the rejection comes from, because everything, just because things are popular, doesn't always mean that it's right. And so God says that his disciples are individuals who follow after him. They listen to the word of God. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. And so God says that if our ears are trained to hear the voice of God and we are disciples of God, we will be able to face rejection. So when we are rejected, whatever it is, God says that if he is for us, he is more than the world against us. He says, so the rejection was something that we weren't even supposed to have in our lives anyway. God says he was despised and rejected by the world, right? He was crucified because of the world, because of sin, right? So God had to make a sacrifice for us because we're sinners and we all fall short. Now he talks about following, right? He says, so, yeah, now I have my disciples. He says, and you are following me. He says, you're facing rejection because you're doing what's right. He says, and you're following after me. God says, I will lead and direct your paths. Within those paths, we have made some decisions that we regret. We have made some decisions on our own, and God says, that's not the door I want you to go through. He says, I have something better for you. God sets us up for the best possible situation. That's the difference between God and people. Some people do not set you up for the best possible situation, but God does. And so God says that the rejections and the doors that have been closed, he says those doors were not appointed by him in the first place. So that's why before anything, you have to pray unto God, because the world thinks totally different from God. And then he talks about daily. He says, not only shall we follow him when we're walking in the wheel part-time, he says, but this shall be full-time, daily. He says, daily walking with him. Why? So that we can remain in the will of God. Because what happens is when we disconnect from God, when we hang up from God, when we leave God, because God never leaves us, put your hand on your chest. Even if we think we're leaving God, God still knows who we are. God says daily we shall walk with him. How do you do that? By studying the word of God, by walking daily with God, listening to God. You know, some people say that God only speaks to you. No, God speaks to everyone. It's just, are we still enough to hear the voice of God? Now, individuals have different gifts. They hear revelations and they hear different things. But the purpose is that God says that we are supposed to listen to him and walk daily. We're supposed to be disciples daily. He says we face rejection daily. He says we follow him daily. And he says daily we are supposed to be perfecting our walk. We're supposed to be exercising our discipleship in order for us to get in shape for the rejections. In order for us to get in shape for the successes, in order for us to follow him, we must be in shape as a disciple. And he says this is a daily routine. He says it's just like exercise. If you want to get into the best possible shape and keep your blood pressure down, then we exercise. And guess what? We are obedient and we follow and we eat healthy. So the main gist of Luke 9 and 23 is Jesus was having a conversation with his disciples, and he's telling them, he says, who do these people say I am? They don't even know who I am. And they begin to tell Jesus that, right? John the Baptist, Elijah, right? And Jesus says, you know, I'm going to be rejected. He says, you know, I'm going to have to go to the cross. He says, but guess what? I'm going to rise up on the third day with all power, manifested both heaven and earth. Right? And then he says we must deny ourselves. That means that we must forget about our way of doing things and we must conform to God. When we forget about, I want to do it this way, I don't want to do it God's way, right, then we are into a path of chaos. But when we do it God's way, daily basis, he says he shall lead and direct our path. Amen? Amen. Let's go to Romans 6, 1 through 14. Romans 6, 1 through 14. And it reads, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we also live with him, for we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. So the question is, shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? God forgives us. How many times? 70 times 7. He says that we should forgive others. But God forgives us more than that. He forgives us, once again, daily. But shall we go on sinning because God forgives us? Of course not. When Jesus died on the cross, he died so that we could be forgiven of our sins. And so, therefore, in this particular chapter, as the Lord is showing right now, we should not be slaves to sin or to evil doing. God says, be found doing something constructive, doing something godly. When we talk about the slavery of sin, we are speaking of the guilt and the shame. God talks about forgiveness, and he talks about the seal of forgiveness. We talk about past experiences, and some people, we talk about present experience. So we've all sinned and come short of his glory. Everybody, all persons, it doesn't matter who you are. But God says that we sometimes lose out on our blessings because we become slaves to sin. And when we talk about slaves to sin, once again, it's the guilt and the shame. Individuals feel like there is no recovery. There is no way to reclaim the grace and glory of God. And God says that this is only in the mind, this is only in your frontal lobe that we believe, that we feel like there is a sin that is hovering over us and causing us to continue to live in darkness. God says everybody has sinned. He says we're no longer slaves to sin. We are saved by grace. And so God says that if we want to get out of the slumps and become disciples and become strong enough to face rejection and to follow him on a daily basis, and so that we can get to the will of God, God says we have to stop feeling guilty about our past. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody falls short of the glory of God. We are nothing but filthy rags. But God says we should not allow our past experience to dictate our present future. Amen? We should not do that. Because sin will not be our masters. We are not under law, but under grace. And we're speaking about spiritual terms. You are under law in the world. We must follow every regulation. But in the spiritual world, God forgives us, and he says we are under grace. We're not under this man-made world's law where forgiveness is not an option. Matter of fact, I'm writing a book about forgiveness. Forgiveness is an option, right? God forgives us on a daily, hear me out, on a daily basis. There is nothing too hard for God to forgive. He forgives us on a daily basis, and he is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Daily basis. We're constantly forgiven. We're constantly, God is constantly forgiving us. So to sum up this little revelation that God gave us, expect something great this week. That's all I'm going to say. Expect something great this week. Expect a breakthrough. Expect God to do something. Right? God says we are to be disciples no matter what. We are employed by God to be disciples, meaning that the way we act and how we interact with people and what we do on a daily basis is who God wants us to be. Disciples. Disciples are students of God. And there is no one on this earth who can receive a degree or anything else and be over God or no more than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are disciples. We're learning from God. And God says we need to begin to train our ears to listen to the revelation of God and what God is telling us for our life. He says rejection. He says he was despised and rejected. He says we're going to be despised and rejected. He says, but the rejection is not for us being a Christian. The rejection is because the world wants to do it the world's way. And what the world finds out is that because they're doing it their way, nothing ever becomes of it. It's not successful. So God says that he wants us to be successful. He says he wants us to put on the full armor of our faith. He says he wants us to be disciples on a daily basis, 24 hours. He says, and he wants us to be strong in his word. Then he talks about the fellowship, right? He says just because everybody's doing it doesn't mean it's popular. Sometimes you're going to have to stand alone. You're going to have to be the lone ranger. Right? He says, but you continue to follow after righteousness, and God will lead and direct our paths, and he will take us to the places that we need to go. Then he talks about daily. When are we supposed to do all this? Daily basis. It's just like exercise. It's just like eating. You watch what you eat on a daily basis. Why? Because you want to remain healthy. Why? Because you want to keep your blood pressure down. So on a daily basis, we are continuously becoming better disciples. Amen? Amen. So that's the breakthrough. We're expecting a breakthrough from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, this week, because that's a promise of our Lord and Savior. We are going to listen to Sister Tasha Cobbs, and she's singing Put a Praise on It, and it's featuring Sister Kiara Sheard. And I want y'all to listen to this song, and then we're going to conclude with the late Reverend Clay Evans. Then I'm going to give you some announcements and wish you a great morning. What a way to kick off our morning on this 20th day of June. You're listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with the love. I am your host, Dr. Avrita Love. And give me just a second here.
Put a praise on it. Somebody put a
That was Sister Tasha Cobbs featuring Sister Kiara Sheard as well. Put a praise on it. Amen. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com where Jesus shines with love. Now, this is the part here where we conclude our particular ministry. And many people wonder, you know, I want to connect with God. How do I connect with God? And all you have to do is say, Lord, I want to connect with you, or Lord, I need you. All you have to do is call on the Lord. He understands exactly what you're saying. You know, many of us, if you call our name, then we're going to ask, how may I help you or how may I assist you? But God already knows. So all you have to do is call on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He already knows what you're calling him for. And so we're going to listen to the late Reverend Clay Evans, and it's entitled, There is Room at the Cross. Why do I say there is room at the cross? I say there is room because no matter how far astray we go from God, you know, when we think we can do it our own way, there's still room at the cross. there's never a time when it's too late or you've done too much where you can't come back to your Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so I want you to listen to Reverend Clay Evans, and if you are that individual, and this is a very virtual, this is a virtual radio station, it's mobile and it's face-to-face as well, and that's the beauty of it and what makes it so unique. You can call on the name of Jesus, and God understands. It doesn't matter where you are. You can be in a nursing home. You can be in a jail cell. You know, you can be out in your car. You can be at work. If you really want to have a connection with God, just call on the name of Jesus. He understands. But try calling somebody's name, and they're going to look at you, and they're going to say, how may I help you? Because we're humans. We don't understand. We don't know what you want when you call our name. But when you call on the name of Jesus, something different happens, because God knows exactly why you're calling his name. Why? Because we're his children, right? We're his children. All right? So I want you to listen to the late Reverend James Cleveland, There's Room at the Cross. Then after which, we're going to go into our announcements, and I'm going to bid you a great morning. Thank you so much for listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. That was the late Reverend Clay Evans at the cross. Amen, at the cross. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and I thank you so much. And if your friends or your family members are asleep, be sure to let them know that the AfridaLoveShow.com was live at midnight. And so this is a very great, great just occasion in order to kick off our morning with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great morning. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or they can go to the AfridaLoveShow.com website and click on the number one love radio, and you will be right in the studio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, community leaders, please, please, please Facebook Afrida Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you as a guest on the AfridaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself, because remember, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And be sure to pray for those you know and those you do not know. We are praying for the power of God to manifest itself upon the people, anyone who is out of the ark of safety or anyone who is going out of the ark of safety, and anyone who is just out of place. We just ask God, would he align us to the will of God. So we pray for each and every person In addition to that, I want you to look at a couple of websites. Let's go ahead and go to the freetoloveshow.com website. This is the show. This is the site for everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. So here it is. This is the homepage. And you will see welcome to the freetoloveshow.com. And our radio phone number is 347-843-4981. Be sure to write that down. Once again, it's 347-843-4981. My email is right there, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Here are a couple of television networks here, and you can see those. And you know that this is an entertainment and media website and corporation. And you see many different people on this particular page. And so please support them in their endeavors, and we pray to God for them as well. You will also see a radio player. We have music playing, and we have many different things for your leisure as you go through this particular website. If you click on the freetoloveshow.com, this tells you that we're an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, and we have evidence of that because we have so many shows. We have over 480 shows that we've had with individuals we're interviewing, as well as the ministry of God. I mean, we have a plethora of things. And so if you're really looking for the Word of God, or you're looking to hear some of your favorite individuals interview on the freetoloveshow.com, this would be the place to be. All right. The mission of the radio ministry is to capture the most interesting events. We attend many different events, as you can see here. And so we capture the most interesting event, and we support these individuals and things of that nature. For the SellerGospelMusic.com, on this particular page, this is for the booking request as well as to become a guest on the radio show. If you would like to be a guest on the show, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. And you can email the show about any events, new projects, and media opportunities. So please be sure to do that. Also, building a brand, a spiritual vehicle. This is our online course. We've been on this online course for over 30 days. We're working on PR. And so if you want to join the group, we do have a blog site. So just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Of course, here are the Gospel Legends here, and we're going to add more things to the website. When you look at community journalists, here are just some of the community journalists. We have Ms. Joy Reed, MSNBC. Be sure to check her news feed out. She has many up-to-date, up-to-the-minute news media, especially in politics. If you're really into politics, then you would want to connect with Ms. Joy Reed and understand what she's doing in the media, as well as the Daily Beast with Ms. Goldie Taylor. She's in Atlanta, Georgia, so she has a great outlet for a lot of information and a lot of nationwide or national news. Then, of course, you have the freetoloveshow.com. We're international. We love to reach out to people. We reach out to people and interview people from all over the world, sometimes face-to-face and sometimes virtual on the Internet as well. So we reach out to many different individuals. You definitely want to connect with the freetoloveshow.com, where Jesus shines with love. We have an authors list, and we're going to add our authors, and we have events. There are many events coming up, so we want to make you aware of those events as well. All right? So that's pretty much the page for the freetoloveshow.com. I'm going to add some more gospel artists as well as some more interactive things on this particular website. If you go to the StellarGospelMusic.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, www.StellarGospelMusic.com, you will see this particular webpage. New gospel music projects, there are many, and I'm going to add those. But to inform the freetoloveshow.com of any new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, the album title, label, and release date. You see two of our gospel artists here. You see some shows for April. We have gospel sensation Miss Cassandra. She was on The Voice. And also we have Meet Miss Solomon. She has a great school program going on in Grand Prairie, Texas, which is right up the street. Still working on the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine, refining it. And, of course, please support Pastor Kim Burrell and her new radio show, KTSU 90.9 FM, Bridging the Gap with Sister Kimberly Burrell. If you want to look at some of the work that I've done with plays, if you click on this button that says Friday's Kinfolk Live Show, you can click on that button. Then also for the StellarGospelMusic.com, www.thefreedomlove.com. That leads you straight to the website. And then please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Then we have That Free to Love Television, where we have clips. Then, of course, we have Advertise Your Church for a Week here. If you have your church, we would love to advertise your church. You can also watch this video of our church as well. And then, in order to connect with me, you can go to Facebook, Afridi Love, Facebook, Dr. Afridi Imani Love, Facebook, Afridi Imani Love, Instagram, Afridi Love, and LinkedIn, Afridi Love. If you're an artist and you want to be on this international ministry, which has many people going to this particular website and things of that nature. Once again, this is an international radio station. Here are some examples of the show if you want to understand the format and see what type of questions are asked to our guests. If you want to contact me, here's the contact form. Put your name, email, subject, message. Please click the submit button. If you don't click it, I will not receive your message. For services, we have, of course, the radio, we have events, we have speaking, we have books, and we have blogs. So if you need any of those things, then love is always the answer. Events around the world, one of the events would be the Gigantic Gospel Concert on September the 11th, which is on a Sunday, but there are many events coming up before that. So be sure to plan for those particular activities. All right? Now if you go to the afrida.hubpages.com, you will see some articles that have been written. We're going to write more. As I said before, and so here are some articles here for your leisure. We have celebrities, blues music, politics, political science, fashion models, charities, education for kids around the world, Christianity, we have crime and law enforcement. If you would like to leave a message, be sure to do so. We would love to hear from you, okay? I want to thank, once again, each and every one of you for listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Remember to allow the Lord to lead and direct all of your paths, not some, but all of your paths. And at this particular time, there are many people on the line. I'm going to silence myself for about 30 seconds to see if anyone wants to say anything. If not, then we will move on, and I will bid you a great night. Okay, I have many individuals on the line. Thank you all so much for listening. Be sure to come back on tomorrow. Be sure to connect with me on the AfreeToLoveShow.com. Be sure to share this particular ministry with your friends. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. I have people from all over the world on the line. Thank you so much. If you ever want to say anything, feel free to do so, because I love feedback. I love to talk to people. All right? So thank y'all so much. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afridi Love, with the AfridiLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the Internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Afridi Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.